You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batsu with my good colleague, Joseph Sternberg. He's in London. He writes political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, where he's a member of the editorial board. For many years, Joseph was in Hong Kong covering East Asia, the rise of the Chinese miracle, which perhaps is over. But part of the Chinese miracle was always the threat of brutality. That has been visited upon a man named Jimmy Lai, who published Apple Daily, a newspaper in Hong Kong that was popular. And part of its popularity was that it dissented from the brutality of the mainland. Jimmy Lai is in jail, has been for 5 years, and is now reported convicted of charges that are too absurd to state. He dissented. That's his crime. He is a United Kingdom citizen. What is to be done? Is there a solution, Joe? Does Mr. Starmer speak of it?
John, I think that this case is incredibly distressing for a bunch of reasons. I mean, one of which is that Jimmy Lai himself is a decent man who does not deserve to have been imprisoned for the past 5 years for wanting the best for Hong Kong, his home, and the people who live there, and for the quote-unquote crime of expecting Beijing to live by the promises that China made to the United Kingdom as a condition of the return of Hong Kong to Chinese sovereignty. So, I mean, first off, you have this personal element that this is enormously distressing and, sorrowful for Jimmy Lai and his family. And, his health is a bit of an issue and he's getting older. And so I think that it's just awful that the Chinese government is doing this. I mean, as you point out, this is a particular embarrassment for the British government twice over, partly because Jimmy Lai is a British citizen. That ought to mean something. And yet you often get the impression that the Trump administration is being more proactive about trying to apply some pressure to Xi Jinping in Beijing to devise some means of getting Jimmy Lai out of jail. So I think that that's the first embarrassment. And the second is the issue that I referred to. A lot of what is at stake here are political freedoms that Hong Kong was supposed to enjoy under the one country, two systems rubric. That was a commitment that the Chinese government made to the British government as part of the treaty negotiations that led up to the hand back of Hong Kong to Beijing sovereignty in 1997. So all of this, the national security legislation that is used to create the legal basis for this crackdown of Hong Kong's democratic rights, including the imprisonment and trial of Jimmy Lai, so many of Beijing's other actions are violating those kinds of treaty commitments that they made to the British government. And yet London seems curiously uninterested in, forcing China to hold up to those commitments. It's very embarrassing for the United Kingdom.
A Nobel Peace Prize winner once upon a time, I believe while you were in China, died in a Chinese prison, accused of much of the same crime. He dissented. That was Hu into Xi's. No change in the regime whatsoever. Is that acknowledged even on the editorial pages? I've been looking at the FT and I can't see it acknowledged. They cover the story, but they don't acknowledge that this would be the second hero to die in custody unless something is done?
Well, I mean, it's certainly an issue that we have covered at my newspaper, the Wall Street Journal. I can't speak to other journalists, but I think that, you know, this is an example of an issue that I often, you know, dealt with when I was living and working in Hong Kong as a journalist there, primarily covering the economy and business world. I think that there's a tendency to try to view the economics and the business world as separate from the political issues. And actually, Hong Kong is an important instance of how you can't draw that kind of distinction, because I think the qualities of Hong Kong, the fact that it had an independent judiciary and a free media, which meant a free media for political coverage and also business coverage, you know, all of that was so important to the territory's success as a business center globally and its viability as a place for foreign companies to base themselves and do business, including foreign companies basing themselves in Hong Kong in order to do business in mainland China. And all of that is now eroded by the political crackdown. And I continue to be a bit frustrated that there's often this ongoing tendency to try to suggest that the two issues are separate, when actually I think that the political and the economic are very much entwined in these cases.
Joe, 30 seconds. Is it too much to imagine that a prisoner exchange can be worked out now that he's convicted?
Well, I think we certainly have to hope so. And I know that you know, some of Jimmy's friends and family and supporters are hoping that in the best case, the conviction that we've just had paves the way for an exchange of that sort. But again, you are dealing with a capricious system in Beijing, and you can't assume that they are going to do the right thing.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of The Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.